We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, a serious moment in our state, specifically in Cobb County. There are credible allegations that officials in Cobb County have engaged in a manipulation of data and records of various incidents of bullying. Now, there is a money connection here as well. We'll talk about that during this interview. Parents have complained about it. As a matter of fact, this first came to my attention by way of a complaining parent that I know. Further examination and conversation led me to two other individuals, Robert, known as Rob Matiag. Rob, how are you, man?
Doing great, Rashad. Nice to be here.
You are an attorney as well, also a parent.
Absolutely.
And your children are in the Cobb County school system.
They are.
This is very bold of you to be here today.
Oh, we've talked about it. We've talked about the house.
Yeah.
You've got to do the right thing.
Okay. Also, we have Mitch Skandalakis, an attorney as well. And Mitch, thank you. Your advocacy as an attorney is well known, well documented, and we thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay. Let's get right into the meat of what the allegations are. Give us some background and where we're at today in Cobb County. What are you here to expose?
Well, we're here to expose the fact that Cobb County is ignoring bullying that goes on every day in their school system. And they reclassify it as either fighting so they can get it under the zero tolerance policy, or they just plain don't do anything about it. And this matter came to me because a young man was referred to my office by another client. He was a 14-year-old at the time at Harrison High School who was bullied by two individuals, two seniors, and he was a freshman. They outweighed him probably by 80 to 100 pounds, and they came into a combined classroom that should not have been combined at the time, but it was combined, which means it had a lot more students than it should had. And they started bullying him. They were picking on him. They were calling him racial slurs. One reached into his backpack and stole his lunch and ate it. And they kept trying to get a reaction, and he was telling them to please stop. And they would not stop. And finally, one of them reached behind his back and pulled out an object and sprayed him in the face with silly string. And at that point, this 14-year-old bullying victim fought back and put one of them on the ground. The unfortunate thing about the incident was that the principal that, quote-unquote, investigated the matter chose to look at the 14-year-old as the aggressor, even though the main bully was a known bully in the school by all of the students, chose to look at the bullying victim as the aggressor and kick him out of school and charge him with felony assault and felony battery. And he even had a conversation with the father of the bullying victim, who is a great guy. He's an Atlanta Police Department detective in the National Guard. He works many jobs to support his family. And he told his father that the law of self-defense does not trump school policy, which is absolutely ridiculous and erroneous. And therefore, he made the decision to expel the child and basically turn him over to the district attorney's office in Cobb County. And through our efforts, we were able to find that this kid was a known bully. He had a horrendous disciplinary record at the school, but it was devoid of any bullying incidents. But the kids that were interviewed that actually witnessed the bullying incident said, yeah, we know. Everybody knows he's a bully. He always does this to people. And we saw the student who was being bullied say, please stop, leave me alone, please stop. And they would not stop. And finally, he had to take matters into his own hands after they assaulted him. So fortunately, we were able to get those charges dismissed because the overwhelming evidence supported our client.
That, excuse me, that started your curiosity.
It started my curiosity because we found through the police resource officer's report that he classified the matter as students joking around.
Joking around.
Joking around. So it made it look like the two bullies were joking around and that my client just had an inappropriate reaction to this joking around and decided to beat on him, which was ridiculous, particularly, and there was one piece of evidence that came forward, was that the classroom teacher at the time reported to the school administrator who was doing the investigation that he interviewed three students who wanted to tell him, and this is the same day it happened, that this student was bullied. He begged them to stop. They would not stop, and they just kept on. So even though he said bullying in his email, they refused to look at it and investigate it as a bullying incident.
What is the incentive to limit or to eliminate the word bullying from the incident?
I'm going to let Rob handle that.
Well, you know, one of the things with bullying is there's reporting, there's, you know, basically consequences to the school and to the student when something gets classified as bullying. A student, you know, can either go into in-school suspension, out-of-school suspension, or be, you know, redistricted to the alternative school. All of those are will affect what they call the average daily attendance numbers for the school funding. The more bullying that you have, the greater possibility that the student will lose a quarter of a day, half day, full day of attendance. The average daily attendance goes down. The school gets less funding. For a student that is out, you know, potentially 1 or 2 days, that could be a couple $1,000s of funding just from that student not being in that school. So, you know, the schools have a great financial incentive to basically push it under the rug in order to maintain funding at a certain amount. You know, there's no secret that Cobb has had economic problems in these past couple of years. You know, from everything with the Braves Stadium having to go into the rainy day fund, you know, it's the money is tight in Cobb County. To lose funding from the state and federal as well through loss of funding because of reported bullying instances is a big deal to these schools.
So here's the allegation currently. Basically, there seems to be a manipulation of the data in order to maintain federal funding and in order to maintain that student participation or student matriculation funding. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would change seems to be to is. Like, there's no ambiguity here. They do manipulate the data. And you know, Mitch has more than one incident about this.
We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. I'm here with Rob and Mitch out of Cobb County. We're talking about the manipulation of data. They have the data. They have actual information to present on the other side. Stick and stay. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703. In the studio, we have Robert Matiag, also Mitch Skandalakis. They are both attorneys. Robert has children in the Cobb County school system. Mitch is well documented as an advocate in this space. And the case you were talking about was young Jorge.
Right.
Okay, and we covered that story extensively on WAOK. So let's talk about the evidence. You got evidence. What is it?
Well, the evidence is extensive. I mean, it deals with the disciplinary record of the bullies, which shows an absolute lack of any bullying in his record, even though he was known as a bully through middle school. And then he did this throughout his high school career. We have ancillary evidence from another mother whose son was bullied by the same bully that bullied Jorge. And she went to the school and talked about it, and he was bullied online and actually impliedly threatened to come over to their house. So she was ignored by the school officials at Harrison High School. She actually testified twice in front of the Cobb County School Board about this, and they did absolutely nothing. And this is just unfortunate, because what Cobb County is doing is they are empowering bullies and penalizing victims, and it has to stop.
What other evidence do we have? Do we have a chart that shows there was this level of bullying, and then all of a sudden it diminished to this level of bullying?
Well, we, you know, fortunately, the bullying data, it really doesn't go back that far, because okay. bullying has only been required to be reporting only recently. However, I'm an engineer, so I'm purely a numbers guy. You know, that's my background, going to tech. And so when I saw the statistics that schools have to report for bullying, you know, I just started adding up the numbers. This Excel spreadsheet, this data is available to everybody. And when I saw how different Cobb was as opposed to the other schools, their school districts, there is no way that anybody can say any excuse other than there is something rotten in Denmark.
When you say different, the numbers are different, what do you mean by that?
Okay, so DeKalb County has been identified by the state school board as being a school district that's taking on bullying head on. They've basically been deemed to be a successful program.
So this is somewhat of a superlative. They are being recognized for having the model mm-hmm. of how a school should deal with bullying.
That's right. In fact, when a reporter in another report asked the Georgia school board, what school district should I go to? They were pointed to DeKalb. And so I started looking at the numbers. And so one of the things I like to do is try to put things in graphics, because for me, just pure numbers are difficult to realize. So in DeKalb County, for every 162 students, there's one reported bullying instance. Okay. Other schools, Bartow County, for every 212 students, there's one reported bullying instance. So what I'm trying to do is trying to help visualize mm-hmm. the number of students per bully. Okay. Reported bullying instance. In Fulton County, 297 students per bullying instance. Now, Cobb County, 1,300 students per bullying instance. It's not even wow. close to the other schools. It being the second largest school district, it has fewer reporting instances. So it's the second largest school district in Georgia. Here are the other districts that reported more bullying instances than Cobb County. Cherokee, which is a much smaller county, Clayton, Gwinnett, Henry, Fulton, and DeKalb. All those school districts reported more than Cobb County, yet only one of those was a school district that was actually larger than Cobb County. And so
equally as glaring, Harrison High School reported zero bullying incidents.
Harrison High School in Cobb County reported zero bullying incidents.
Yeah. Statistically improbable.
It doesn't pass the smell test, right? I mean, you're looking at this. This is a microcosm of what is typically occurring at the teenage year. To have zero bullying instances is pretty unrealistic.
How much evidence do you have of other parents who have said, or children who have said, they told me to change my testimony, they told me not to use words like bullying? Do you have any of that information?
We do have that information. What happens, and people need to be aware when these incidents occur, they need to educate their children not to speak to an administrator when that student has been accused of fighting, when he or she has been simply defending herself. Because what the principal will do is get them in the office and basically say, you're responsible for this, you did this, this is your fault, you had options, you chose not to use, you need to write me a statement stating that you did this.
That way it's not reported as a bullying incident.
Correct.
Is more mutual combat or horseplay.
Correct.
Okay. We got more on the other side. I know you got more to share. 404-892-2703. Get you in here. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I have Robert Madiag and Mitch Skandalakis still in the studio. Robert is a parent and attorney. He's a parent of children in the Cobb County school system. Mitch is an attorney, well-documented history of advocating for young people. The allegations are staggering, and here's why, okay? You're basically saying Cobb County as a system, as a government system, is actively engaged in the manipulation of data, and this data is connected to not only grants, opportunities for grants, but also student matriculation, which correlates to direct money for the system as well. You're saying they are engaged in this practice?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. If true, do you gentlemen realize that this is exactly the essence of the crimes that Atlanta school teachers committed in the city of Atlanta? Are you?
We've actually discussed that with
wow.
each other. We've actually discussed the Atlanta school system issue that they had that led to those indictments. And we were doing research. There's a very high bar when it comes to going after schools for these types of things, unfortunately, in the law. But we have discussed that. And it is what it is. When there's no oversight, when you don't investigate, you can do whatever you want with the numbers. And then they really don't answer to anybody because nobody is questioning these numbers except for us.
Well, we're going to question them today.
And just, you know, as Mitch had talked about, you know, we had looked at it's the RICO statute. It's one of the, things that we were looking at. And as Mitch's experiences of going through these court cases, Cobb County will do everything they can possibly do to keep you from getting the information that the public deserves and should know. He just had with Jorge's case, Cobb County threw up all these roadblocks. And so that's one of the difficulties that we're having in finalizing a lot of these investigations is just the system that's installed in place to prevent information from getting out.
What is the actual legal definition of bullying?
The actual legal definition of bullying, I'll read you some excerpts from the official code of Georgia. It's that no student, any intentional written, verbal, or physical act which a reasonable person would perceive as being intended to threaten, harass, or intimidate, okay, to cause bodily harm, or that has the effect of substantially interfering with the victim's student education, is so severe, persistent, or pervasive that it creates an intimidating or threatening educational environment, or has the effect of substantially disrupting the orderly operation of the school. And it also deals with cyberbullying as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, anytime you are intentionally going after a kid to interfere with his or her day and, you know, create a hostile environment for that child or threaten him, either overtly or impliedly, it constitutes bullying.
Does the statute also include a remedy or a mandated protocol if this happens?
Well, the statute basically says that schools shall develop student codes of conduct to address it, which is what I have here today okay. in the studio. But there's no oversight is the problem. There's just no oversight for not addressing this and changing the language to say horseplay versus bullying.
Mm-hmm.
There's no oversight.
You know what's
government.
Amazing to me, and it's really clear based on the evidence presented. It's very clear that the reason why Cobb County schools, while they are being celebrated for these very low bullying incident numbers, is because they are engaged in a systematic approach to make sure that the name bully or the word bully does not appear on a report.
That is exactly right. It may appear on their, if they have a day set aside to highlight bullying, they mm-hmm. may put out T-shirts or hats or
that's
something.
It. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
It's window dressing.
All right. Let me ask you about the beginning of your journey. You attempted to get information, bullying records, et cetera. What happened?
Well, two things happened. Fortunately, thank God, under Georgia law and the criminal statutes, which is basically called discovery, we are entitled to get everything they have in this case through the district attorney's office. We got that. What I tried to get was ancillary evidence from Cobb County through the Georgia Open Records Act, which requires them to respond within 3 days to get basic background on bullying, bullying investigation, investigations, bullying statistics, and they stonewalled me. They were required to respond within 3 days with information. They did send a response that basically said, oh, you know, this is going to take us a couple of months to get you, and it's going to cost you $600-700 for copying the information because we got to assign somebody to pull it all up. Well, first of all, if you're not reporting bullying incidents, you can't have that much paperwork
right.
to give.
Right. If you have the low numbers that you say, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a pattern. I'm seeing school teachers being prosecuted in the city of Atlanta for doing what, in essence, you are claiming officials in Cobb County are currently doing. I'm also seeing that we had a recent situation where the GBI actually indicted a government official in the city of Atlanta because of a text message that said, hey, try to hold them off from getting this information under the public information request. You're saying that Cobb County is engaged in similar activity. No arrest, no indictment, no investigation. Why?
Honestly, I don't know. I think it's more of why should we upset the apple cart here when it's like in the old Animal House movie, the guy standing up and saying all is well just before he's being trampled.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cobb County is playing a serious game of Russian roulette, but their problem is there's a bullet in every chamber for them.
Wow. We got more on the other side. We got more on the other side. I want to also talk about the Cobb County School Police and how that agency actually works and what they may have done to manipulate numbers as well. Okay? We'll talk about that on the other side. And just for the record, I reached out to Cobb County Schools back in December. They have not returned my phone calls nor emails to opine on this matter. 404-892-2703, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Still in the studio, Robert Madiag and Mitch Skandalakis. Both are attorneys at law, and Robert has children inside of the Cobb County school system. Wow. You guys are laying out some brand new information. Let's talk about the Cobb County school system police. What is the uniqueness of their agency?
Well, I don't know if it's unique to Cobb County, but the school resource officers who are sworn peace officers that are sometimes retired or moved from other venues to work for school systems, they are not an independent agency. They do not work for the Cobb County Police Department. They don't work for the Cobb County Sheriff's Office. They answer to the Cobb County school system. And what we found in our case, and then I'll turn it over to Rob, what we found in our case is the resource officer that provided a police report, so to speak, was nothing more than a secretary, because the investigation was actually done by the principal, okay, the one of the school principals or vice principals or something. And the Cobb County resource officer basically parroted what the principal wanted him to say in that report regarding, you know, not bullying, but joking around and things of that nature. So when you have a resource officer that doesn't answer to anybody but the person who writes his paycheck, you really don't have an independent investigation. Is that fair to say?
No, absolutely. And they basically use the police report, the school resource officer police report, as sort of the gold seal. Like, now it's official. It's been recorded by a quote-unquote police officer. Now it's an official investigation, not an administrative investigation. Now it's a police investigation. However, as Mitch had stated, that information comes directly from the school administrators. And they type it up, and now it's in a quote-unquote official report.
Now, here, let me just interject, because this is what's important for parents to understand. When your child is sitting in front of that principal and he is badgering that child to write an incriminating confession, badgering that child, and that resource officer is not in the room, that child has no constitutional rights whatsoever under Georgia law. But if that police officer is in the room with that principal or Cobb official, those rights kick in. And he needs to be Mirandized. He has the right to an attorney. But Cobb does this intentionally, and probably most school districts do it too, where they just drag him into the principal's office. And they'll say, okay, here's a piece of paper and pencil. Start writing. This is what you did.
The issues that you're bringing out today are definitely, if true, criminal in nature, warrants an investigation and possible prosecution. City of Atlanta, the school system went through it. Atlanta Public Schools went through it. Is there a racial and political element that has made Cobb County immune to a real criminal investigation?
I don't think that they're immune from a criminal investigation. I think it's more of this is such a well-known dirty secret that nobody really is in the posture of challenging it. Because what, you know, if some poor Hispanic origin kid gets kicked out of school and gets prosecuted by the district attorney's office, who cares? Okay, I mean, who cares? Because they look at these things as one-offs. But as long as the politicians are looking at these charts and saying, oh, Harrison High School, zero bullying incidents, great job. Until we start having more victims of bullying come forward and challenge the system in court, there's not going to be any change. And what we want to do is bring about pressure from a political standpoint to the elected school board officials to say, if you don't get a handle on this, you either should be recalled or you're going to get voted out of office the next time. Then we need to go to the elected representatives in Cobb County and say, hey, you need to provide more oversight through the legislative process so they cannot allow bullies to be glorified by Cobb County schools and have those victims be shunned who may turn into mass murderers or who may end up committing suicide.
The children lose if you don't acknowledge there's a real problem. The bully loses and the person he or she bullies loses too, right? Do you want to see a criminal investigation?
I think that there needs to be – the problem with investigations is at the statewide level, it would be very difficult for the Cobb DA to do something to investigate this because everybody's kind of feeding from the same trough, so to speak, and I don't mean that to sound ugly. This slaps more of a we need a federal investigation. We need to get the Justice Department involved because they don't have a dog in the fight from the standpoint of the district attorney's office or the school board or anything like that who would never call for an investigation of their own schools.
Yeah, and absolutely. And, you know, it sort of, you know, you see that I'm going to look the other way, ostrich, you know, head in the sand thing is – so it really was disappointing that not one person in Cobb County that we know of looked at how out of whack their data is and said something's wrong here. Like somebody should have looked at their data and realized that, but that's not how they operate. As Mitch says, like they will continue to look other way, and you need somebody that is on the outside. It's Cobb County is a very incestuous organization with the school district. The police are completely with the administrators, the elected officials. It's like you said, they all feed off each other. You are really going to need an outside force. And I think, you know, with regard to the federal funding with the RICO issue and stuff, is it really is going to take an outside force to come in and start undoing these things.
You have other parents who have joined your collective fight and basically a coalition of parents. You're having a press conference tomorrow. Will these parents be with you?
We will have parents with us tomorrow. We do have other parents whose children have been bullied that just don't want to appear publicly.
Sure.
But it's interesting that it's starting to have a snowball effect. People are starting to come forward because they're concerned for their kids' safety in these schools, and they're concerned that the kids who have been bullied are not just being bullied by the bullies, but Cobb County schools are now becoming the bullies when they're turning them into the aggressors. And then the authorities, when they're prosecuted, are the bullies. So they're starting to come forward because they now know and they hear that there are some advocates out there for them.
After today, you will likely get more. Mm-hmm. After you do your press conference, more people will come forward. I suspect there will be some sort of response from the political hierarchy of Cobb County this week. What school is getting it right? Is there any school in Cobb County getting it right?
Well, you know, there's a guilty sigh of relief on my part, but my children's middle school seems to be getting it right. My daughter actually was bullied in the middle school, and the principal and the assistant principals do not put up with crap at that school. It is one of the very few schools, one of three schools in Cobb County that reported more than three bullying instances. It's Simpson Middle School. You go there, it is a very nice place to go there. My wife is involved in the school. Parents love it. It's because they recognize that there's a problem and they report it and they are doing the right thing. I would look to that school as being a school that is doing the right thing.
In our closing, gentlemen, Robert, I'll start with you and then Mitch, I'll go to you. What would you like people to know?
I would like people to know that there is a way out. It is going to get to be a dirty process going forward. We are not anti-Cobb County. We are not anti-Cobb County. We are pro-students, and that's what we're here for.
That's exactly right. We're here for the students. We're here for the parents. I mean, I'm a criminal lawyer. I hate seeing people get criminal records when there's no need for it, and it's just the people are being abused by the system, and we want to change the system.
Gentlemen, I thank you both. You're bold and courageous, and this is the beginning of, I expect, a very long fight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you both.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, this is Atlanta City Council President Felicia Moore, and I listen to the number one talk show host in the city, the realest man in radio, Rashad Ritchie, on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.